when we were in Guru Prasad, and I was running around with a movie camera. That's why, you see, I don't say no when you all want to take pictures, because I've done that to Baba quite a bit. So, when my brother Baron couldn't be with us in Guru Prasad, he would be doing the filming, but of the scenes that where he couldn't be, where I could have an entree, I would have this camera and run about. But so this was at the, I think this was a big occasion, darshan, when they'd all come. And now I was trying to get other scenes and to help along with that thing. So looking out of the window of that palatial house, Guru Prasad, I saw Bella Page's two children, Michael and Jenny, with the daughter of the Rouses, Robert and Radha Rouse, Lorna Rouse. The child's name is Radha. Anyway, Jenny, Michael and Radha were their children. And the window is high up. I look out and I see them having a Coca-Cola from a bottle and with a straw. And I said, now that's something interesting, you know. When I couldn't get Baba right now, I might as well also do something. So I take a picture and they stand very still and look at me. And I say, move, move. This is a movie camera. Move. So they move very seriously from side to side in perfect unison, and it's on the film. but here were his lovers longing to be with Baba, even for a few minutes. We're staying in Pune the whole season, the 3 months, in the hope that Baba might call them once. Even at times when Baba said, no good you're being here because I'm in seclusion, I'm not going to call anybody, but of course he would. But they would just, you know, be on their toes waiting to be called. And here were the gardener's children, the caretaker's children, the employed staff, the servants' children, had a free access to Baba. For instance, the caretaker's little girl, two girls and a boy that she had. So these children would come to Baba. That's also come in the film, but somehow it's not as full as I remember taking it. So anyway, here's Baba at the dining table. Here are the little children of the caretakers. And Baba giving them something, some fruit, some toy, something. And they're so happy. They've been longing for that every morning. And I thought it was because Baba gave them something. Not so. The little one came one day with a doll. Such a silly, simple little doll that it could, only in her eyes could it have been such a beautiful doll. But the way she held it, the way she loved that doll, you know, that made you realize, oh, what a lovely doll. So this, once when she came up to Baba's chair, she was, I think, 3 years old, 2 and a half, so she gave the doll to Baba. And Baba took it, and Baba admired it. Wow, look at that doll. And then caressed her, kissed her. Oh, so this is really wonderful. And then gave it back to her. And she shook her head. She gave it back. She was saying, I'm giving this to you. And this was her most prized, precious possession of this child, was her doll. And she's giving that doll to Baba. In the end, again, Baba played with it, and this time Baba persuaded her that he had played with it, now she should keep it. Now, this time when we went to Guru Prasad, we met this child, who's now a grown-up lady, who's married, and she has a real doll now. She has a baby son she's so proud of, and she came to Guru Prasad to meet us. So I reminded her. I said, do you remember? She said, yes. I said, you see, Baba's giving you the doll, a real-life doll now. Or Baba would tell one of the caretakers, that means he would sweep the rooms and the veranda and clean the fountain. You remember seeing marble fountains in Guru Prasad garden? The one was right where we could see from the dining table, Baba could see it. It had three marble basins, big, a little smaller, and a little smaller on top, and it would be filled with this fresh water. So, now, where the birds would come, we would see the bird, big and small, come and drink from that those basins. So one morning, while having breakfast, Baba could turn around and see the garden. And Baba said, does that man put water in the fountain basin? Oh, yes, Baba. He does it every day. He's very particular, I must say. he has a little bit more tea, and then he says, he does it every day, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Baba. This went on for some time, somebody, Baba's saying that. So I told the man, I said, you know, Baba's very pleased that you put the water every day. You do, don't you? He said, my God, I do, but today I forgot. So look at Baba's concern for the little birds. He knew there was no water in the fountain that morning. He knew how the birds would miss it. He knew how they longed for it. We wouldn't have thought of it because we take it for granted, but not Baba. His concern for the littlest. These are the things that are good reminders for me. As how can any of his lovers ever doubt that he has not got his nazar on them, or that he doesn't know, or neglecting, or forgotten? No, it's never that. If he can look after the littlest of his beings, would he ever neglect his lovers, the ones whom he has given his love to and trusted his very love to them? No. But of course, one can't help it. I sometimes also have it out with him a little bit.